All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marvel may kill Thor. Somehow, Skuckzoid has returned. Gwen Stacy returns as Gwenpool. This is Comic Book Club News for February 20, 2025. Is Marvel going to kill the immortal Thor? Quite possibly, as a bare-bones teaser sent out by the publisher states only, quote, "Even an immortal can die." The only other details is that this will happen in Where Else? The Immortal Thor by Al Ewing and Jen Basaldúa, and the event will happen in May. That times out with issue number 23 of the series, so if Marvel is killing Thor, you can probably expect some sort of new status quo in July when the Immortal Thor number 25 hits stands. Maybe it'll be a zombie Thor, I don't know. So will Thor die? We'll know more once Marvel's full solicits for May hit, so stay tuned. Wreck-Gar, a Transformer with a mustache, arrives in Skybound's Energon universe with Void Rivals number 19. But perhaps more important to me, personally, somehow Skuckzoid has returned. Okay, let's take a little step back here. Skybound has released its solicits for two Energon universe titles hitting in May, Void Rivals number 19 and G.I. Joe number 7. In the latter, we'll get to see the first appearance of Beachhead and the return of Night Force in a standalone covert op mission written by Joshua Williamson, with art by Andrea Milana. Meanwhile, Void Rivals number 19 is also a standalone story, and it's the one fans demanded. It's me, I Am Fans. A Skuckzoid origin story that, per PR provided to Comic Book Club, quote, will answer all of your burning questions and more. And along for the ride is the first appearance of Wreck-Gar and the Junkians. This issue will be written by Robert Kirkman with art by Lorenzo DeFelici. So other than how Skuckzoid is alive after getting chopped in half in an early issue, the biggest question is, how does a Transformer have a mustache? Is it made of hair? Metal? Does it grow? What exactly is going on here? Hopefully, all of those questions will be answered when Void Rivals number 19 hits stores on May 28. G.I. Joe number 7 hits on May 21st. As teased last week, Gwen Stacy is coming back to Marvel Comics, but to make things even weirder, the formerly dead girlfriend of Spider-Man is returning as the all-new Gwenpool in a brand new series. Written by Kevin Scott with art by Stefano Nessi, the new series finds the resurrected Gwen Stacy battling against the original Gwenpool, aka Gwendolyn Poole, and Spider-Man. Said Scott via press release, quote, "To tear both Gwenpool and Spider-Man's worlds apart? Yes, please. Gwen Stacy is back from the grave and deadlier than ever. Weapon X style abilities? Check. Align in killer putdowns? You've got it. This is not the Gwen you remember, but just who is behind her miraculous resurrection? And what has happened to the original Gwenpool's usually careful existence? Add Kate Bishop and Jeff the Landshark to the mix, and you have the Marvel series of my dreams." Well, it may be Scott's dream, but it seems to be the internet's nightmare. As pretty much across the board, everybody on the internet responded it exactly as you'd expect. We'll see how it all turns out when Gwenpool number 1 hits stores on May 14. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. Seriously though, is the mustache little wires or what's going on? I need to know. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.